Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside the great Joe Rexrode from The Athletic. And it's SEC Tournament Week here in our city beginning tonight at Bridgestone Arena. And the Kentucky Wildcats coming in as the favorite. And to help us talk a little bit more about that, we bring in our good friend Jerry Tipton from the Lexington Herald Leader. Jerry, how are you doing this morning? Thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, I'm doing well. Good morning.
So, Jerry, obviously, before we get started on the basketball front of this, the coronavirus has been a very popular topic of conversation, not only in our country, but in the world of sports as well. And the SEC announced yesterday that the locker rooms will not be able to be accessed by the media at the SEC tournament. What's kind of been your reaction as you've seen not only the SEC, but a bunch of different sporting leagues try to figure out the best way to handle going about this coronavirus stuff?
Well, just from a personal point of view, I was disappointed that the media won't be able to go to the locker rooms just because covering Kentucky, we don't have access to the locker room during the regular season. So it's a nice, you know, that's one of the many reasons why the tournaments are fun, that you get to go there and talk to a player and, you know, you get to know them a little better, get to develop story ideas you might have that you might not be able to during the season. But it's obviously understandable that with this virus, that precautions are being taken. I have my editor asked me to do a story yesterday about it. And it was an educational thing, just kind of checking around the country with various events or classes like at Band D being canceled. And I saw something on CNN.com where the NCAA's head of their medical staff, he sort of likened it to like a tropical depression heading towards the country, and you don't know whether this thing is going to be a Category 5 storm or, you know, it'll just be a, you know, just a regular storm. So I can see a reason to take precaution.
Well, yeah, and that's a good point, Jerry. And, you know, some CDC recommendations and history tells us, and Italy tells us, you know, that, you know, the large crowds, that's where certainly, you know, this virus can multiply just because you've got a lot of people, you know, in very close quarters. And right. That has been, you know, something that has helped something like this spread. No indication, you know, it looks like we're going to have fans in the building this week. I personally think there's a real chance that changes for the NCAA tournament. What's your belief right now on where we're headed for the big tournament?
Well, I think you're right. I think there's reason to wonder about that. Certainly I read where Stanford, they're allowing fans, but on a limited basis. So the fans, can be separated from each other. They won't be just, you know, right up against each other. And that's an interesting way to think about it. I saw where maybe you guys saw this, the Ohio governor tweeted out that he didn't want, that his state doesn't want fans at indoor athletic events. And, of course, we're talking Dayton, the first four in Dayton, and then Cleveland is a first weekend site. I haven't seen anything about the NCAA's response to that. I sought that yesterday, but I didn't get anything. And so, you know, obviously it's not going to be the same event if fans aren't in the stands. Fans play an important part in the environment and in making the tournament what it is. So it would be very odd not to have the fans. But, yeah, I think you have to err on the side of caution. That's just an opinion, but so we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I don't think the NCAA knows at this stage, but it sounds like a very fluid situation.
I mean, just imagine you can hear everything Cal yells during a game. You can just, like, you can quote everything he says during it. It'd be, you know, it'd be kind of fascinating, right?
Well, it's interesting because sometimes during the NCAA tournament, in the regular season, our seats at the Rupp Arena for home games and for the away games are kind of at a distance. Certainly at Rupp Arena they are. We're at the bottom of the upper deck. And but at the NCAA tournament, you know, the media sits closer to the court, and sometimes I'm right behind the bench, and it's interesting. You can hear, you know, you can certainly hear some things, and the feeling I get is that not just with Kentucky, but with basketball in general, that it's sort of organized chaos, that the coaches don't have nearly the control on what's going on that I think sometimes fans think.
Jerry Tipton on the line with us from the Lexington Herald Leader. And Jerry, obviously it was announced yesterday, Emmanuel Quickley named Player of the Year in the SEC, John Calipari named Coach of the Year. How would you describe the coaching job that John Calipari has done this year to be able to get Kentucky to the spot they're in heading into the SEC tournament?
Well, you know, it's kind of business as usual in a way. He's done very well. I don't think anybody would argue that, although some Kentucky fans probably would. But they're pretty much every year, and this year is no different. I think it helps them that there was no, dynamic team in the SEC or in the country. And so, they've had it back for pulling out a close game.
I think we're losing Jerry here on the phone line here.
Try to get him back.
Yeah, we'll try to get Jerry back.
Get a better connection.
Yep. But I agree. I mean, John Calipari, Coach of the Year. It's looking like, business as usual in Kentucky. I mean, I think a lot of people looked at this Kentucky team and maybe they say it's not quite as talented as they have been in terms of the elite level talent of freshmen that they're bringing in, but maybe a little bit older this year, maybe a little bit more prepared to deal with an NCAA tournament coming up, and certainly I think they're heading into the SEC tournament as the favorite.
Yeah, and he's done a really good job. They've gotten a lot better. I would have voted for Calipari for Coach of the Year. I know at least one vote went to Jerry Stackhouse.
Yep.
From Mike Wilson, my friend at the Knoxville News Sentinel, who actually texted me the other day. We were talking about it, and I sort of tweeted it, and he actually tweeted his explanation, and he's been ratioed pretty well for that. But Calipari, I think, is the right choice.
Absolutely, and we have Jerry Tipton back on the line with us. Jerry, sorry about that, and we were just asking about Calipari being the coach of the year and the coaching job that he's done this year for Kentucky.
Well, I'll get right to the point. I think Kentucky is good, but just good by Kentucky standards. And he's done, just like every year, he's got the knack for bringing in various players from with individual agendas and meshing them into an effective unit. And this season, has been more of the same. And I think he takes a lot of pride in player development. And Emmanuel Quickley is an example of that. And Nick Richards is. I was looking at it yesterday. The two of them combined last year didn't average 10 points a game. And this year, of course, Quickley is SEC Player of the Year, and Nick Richards was first team All-League. And I think that speaks to the kind of development that players can make at Kentucky, and John Calipari heads that.
Yeah, and I mean, Nick Richards certainly could have, had a case for Player of the Year, too. Speaking of, individual agendas, Jerry, Ashton Hagans, what is going on with him? It sounds like, he's back and everything. I mean, it's like a personal thing aside from basketball, or, not being happy with his role? And what do you think it goes from here with him?
Well, we don't know. We don't know a lot about what exactly is going on. And when John Calipari's been asked about it, he has kind of gone. He hasn't said specifically what is going on, but he has quickly transition to how these players are under a lot of pressure, and they're basically their families and other people are looking for them to cash in as NBA players, and they like have the responsibility for being the breadwinner, for changing the lives of people in their families. And so if a player isn't playing well, if he's having problems, it can compound the pressure. And we're sort of left to draw our own conclusions, but it would seem he was talking about Ashton Hagans, and he just needed to get away from it for a game. And so we think that's what's happened. And we were, you know, John Calipari has spoken optimistically about him, you know, feeling better and moving forward his old self. So we'll see.
Well, that's big for Kentucky because initially I was like, oh, man, this could be bad. Because, you know, with Hagans, I guess I probably thought maybe offensively he'd take another step this year. But, I mean, you know better than I do, Jerry. I mean, he is so important to what they do defensively. And for them to make a run, you feel like he's got to be in, you know, to be on the floor for this team. With Hagans, if he's back and he can quickly, you know, get himself back involved and playing well, running the team, leading that defense, with Maxey and Quickley and you mentioned, you know, Richards and even Montgomery, some, you know, Juzang, some of these guys coming on, do you think this team is Final Four quality?
Well, I think because one factor to consider is that there's no mega team out there. So, yes, I think Kentucky is a contender to do that. I think there are a lot of teams that are contenders to do that. The one thing that makes me pause, one of the things that makes me pause is that Kentucky hasn't just dominated opponents. Every game since, and I looked this up, every game since January 3rd, the margin was 7 points or less going inside the last 7 minutes. And like 16 games all season, they played 31. It's been like 26 games have been like that. And like 16 or 17 of those games, something like that, it was a one-possession game inside the last 6 minutes. And I think that, you know, you're kind of walking a tightrope there. And you can fall off the rope like they did against Tennessee at home last week. And so it's a dangerous way to live. And every game's competitive. And, you know, we've just been conditioned to expect that. And, you know, I think they're capable of winning six of those. But it's not going to be an easy thing.
Jerry Tipton from the Lexington Herald Leader has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Jerry, thanks so much for coming on with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. SEC tournament starting tonight, Joe. It's going to be interesting to see what Kentucky's able to do this week.
Yes.
And what they look like because they get some, wide open.
It is. And, it, you know, very, very possible. Noon Friday, little Tennessee-Kentucky rubber match.
Yeah.
They both won on each other's home floor. Last year they played an unbelievable semifinal game. So that could be a ton of fun Friday if Tennessee beats Alabama Thursday.
When we come back, SEC tournament play begins today, but we're looking around at other leagues and other situations going on being affected by the coronavirus. What does the next couple of weeks look like in terms of the future of college basketball? We'll get into that next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.